One of the earliest resistors was Ruth Newberry. She was the widow of the wealthy Newberry chain magnate, who was a personal friend of mine and a great lady, and a horse person, had a big horse farm down in Los Angeles.
She's passed on.
She did. And there's a lot of stories about Mrs. Newberry. And so she organized a group, which I had joined, and it had a slogan of hands across the table, hands across the mountains, which supposedly was to protect the local people from the Rockefellers. And it's a new brand of robber barons. Tony Delia was an early member and one of her greatest supporters. I was a member, and eventually she was a very dominating lady. And eventually, as is often the case with grassroots people, there's dissent in the ranks. And Tony Delia and I then broke off into the Adirondack Defense League, because we didn't want to do what Mrs. Newberry, we didn't want to do Mrs. Newberry's bidding, great as she was. And we used my office here in this house. Tony Delia and Melinda Hadley was a secretary. And we wrote a lot of letters to the editor, and we made many trips to towns, speaking to town boards and supervisors.